On Daf Kafala Chamad Aleph. Gemara says, Tanur Rabbana, Hakayei Pasuk Shal Shei Hashirim. If you read a Pasuk Shal Shei Hashirim, Va'isa Isa Kimin Zami, you make it like a song. It means you're taking a Pasuk Shal Shei Hashirim, make it like a song. So Gemara, or...
you go to a concert and listen to it.
Okay, we'll see. That's not what the Gemara said. You'd be Messiah about it, yeah. You say a pasuk in a wine in base mishtayis. Belois mana and not in its right time. Maybe you're all the oilam. You bring bad to the world. Are there a lot of songs from Shir Hashirim?
Sure, there are.
Yeah?
People have to give a tayra.
But the thing is like this, it's not only Shir Hashirim, the Rishonim say that it's everything. It's any Tanakh. So what's the Hatha? So the Hatha is only because it brings you to the Sairis. But if you don't know what it means, then it doesn't...
You can't bring the Sairis if they have mixed singing by concert.
I don't know why you want with conscious. Yeah, we're talking about Anastamazai.
Because that's what they sing.
I'm saying, but wherever you go.
Now you put the radio, put it on your house. You put a song on
yeah,
your
you
house.
Don't need to make concerts. It's not a problem. It's like, yeah. You say, but stam, anytime you sing. If you're singing words of Tanakh, so then state though that maybe you're all the oilam. So the truth is, bichlal.
Maybe it's a shtekel rai. Because
what?
No, maybe because they said the veis meshtes below zmane. What does that mean? Below zmane.
I'll see in a minute. Yeah,
right, not the right time. That, but if you do it in the right time, that brings out the proper series, whatever. Then it is okay.
It actually explains.
Is
we'll
see.
No, only beis mishtas. You're going through yantiv and out of case biyadai.
Then it would be okay.
Yeah,
so, yantiv. So take the same thing and apply to songs. If you're getting something positive out of it.
Oh, you mean that's what you want? That's what you're trying to say. The makayis. Okay, it's a stretch, but you're right. But that's what the shayim are saying. But it has to be that you're getting something positive, not stami sitting by, by some occasion, and all of a sudden, yeah, I have to give mashallah.
So
when
you say
kiddush,
it's fine.
But it's brought down in halacha because the ma'aser
sure
makes songs all day long, thousands of songs.
You're not allowed to sing in halacha. You're not allowed to sing.
That's with klai shir.
Klai shir, klai shir.
But that's not over here.
Yeah, klai shir.
Kiddush is fine. Shir
Yantav
on Yantav is fine.
Right. That's when's a person singing Shabbos and Yantav. Okay. Zok Gemara. Why? Why is it maybe all the Elim Neshatayach Egeir Sack? The Torah is sacked in a sack by Medes of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. And stand in front of Nekadosh Baruch Hu by Medes of Fanu Vibayin Shalom. Asuni Banecha Kikina. Your children made me like a kina. Shem Menagnu by Leitzim. The Leitzim are singing it. Amallah, so Rabbi Shem said, Biti. Biti is my daughter, which is the Torah. V'shar sh'aychel v'shayisim may is asking, what should they be Isaac? And Rabbi Shem trying to stick up for us. Amma v'fana v'bani shalai. So they said, what do you mean? What's the problem? Im b'alei mikrein, yasku b'tayv v'nevim k'suvim. Let them learn while they're eating. Im b'alei mishnein, yasku b'mishnah v'alachas v'agadis. Let them learn mishnayis, halachas, agadis. V'alei tamudin yasku b'ilchis pesach v'pesach. V'chis atzeres b'atzeres, v'chis chag v'chag. Interesting over here that he shifts off to Yom Tov. Balei Talmud felt what to learn in Shas. So it seems like more that it doesn't just mean Balei Talmud, it means Balei Halacha. It means people that, such as Talmud is part of maybe Shnayas, maybe this is more thorough. Hey, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Chananya. Kol HaKoyei Pasuk Bezmanei. But if you do read the Pasuk in its time, maybe Tov La'olam. You bring good to the world. So it's not a joke, you know. Sometimes they start, you know, today the Medina Shavuot, they started the, you know, Yantif. You don't hear any more Yantif Naguna. The Shabbos, you don't hear any more Shabbos. You're going to be hearing some, I don't know what. It took away the whole. Yeah, Yantif, maybe Tevel Ailam, if you sing what you're supposed to sing. So that's maybe Tevel Ailam. If you sing what you're supposed to sing in its time, it's maybe Tevel Ailam. Okay, most people are doing that, but...
Who says there's a makar to any of these songs?
It's not even singing.
You don't need a makar. Akar Pasuk Rizmana is talking about...
No, no.
Yeah, Vaisik has come in there, it's going back another.
The problem is...
What do you mean makar?
What's the Rav saying? That you sing Moderna places, sing different songs?
No, it's not just different. They're singing Stam... You know,
meaning music. not words of Yantif?
Not words of Yantif.
They sing love songs. They turn into like...
I don't mean love.
That's going
to extreme already, man. Songs that aren't a gay for Yantif. He's saying if you sing Yantav songs...
You sing Stamach by Yantav Suda, whatever it is.
Yeah, they're going to sing Stamach, right? Both songs are gay, I mean, I'm just saying.
So he says something and they're going to sound like...
He's saying that the Mila is a prior Pasuk of his manner.
I think the Rav's referring to people that switch songs in shul. different style.
Right, I'm saying...
The Iker is the Kairan, not the Shira.
Yeah, but the problem is a Makartu. Like, they're not just that we have, the songs that we have, they're not just, probably hundreds of years old.
Yeah, the people, like, they wouldn't sing Shlomo Kabbal, they would sing only Chashim and Igulim. People that rabbis made up, that they have Chashivas to them, it's not Stama. Shlomo Kabbal is gold. Yeah. V'aleicha shal hamaka. The Mishnah said, if you aleicha shal hamaka, going back to the first mission in the parak. So the mission said, so over there also you happy kairos. Dr. Gemara, what's going on? Amar Rabbi Yechana, ubereikikba. It's talking about that you spit on the makkah also, and then you say these psukim. You're not allowed to be maske shem shemayim al rikika. Itma, rava ma afilu negat saras. Even if you like it, negat saras. Which means he's saying. We'll see a little bit. We'll see what's going on here. Even if he's saying, you're saying the pasuk of negat saras. You're doing it. That's not an akudim. That's I'm saying. Rashi says that, but shekane kisiya ba'adam bula kain l'shem mefua. So for this, he's saying negat saras l'shem mefua. So we're saying ein lechelik l'adam abba. Which over there is no shaykhis to chayli, it's time a pasuk. Still, zakta that in the chedek adam abba. Tan rabbana. Sachin and mamash mashim bibne mayim.
I understand the rapture here. If he's doing it, well, he's sent to mayim, he wants to stand next to the wife of him. What's wrong?
Yes, now goofa. What's the problem? Because since he's saying psukim on this lechisha, that itself is a problem.
He's saying, Rashi's
saying
it's not me. He's not
saying lechisha. Still, even though once he's trying to say psukim on this makkah, it's already us. Zok tima atan rabban and sachin and mamash mishim nev mayim mishamis. Yilad shmir and be mamash mish on the person on his stomach of a chaylem on Shabbos. There's no refuah. There's not a refuah. Kesicha is this kishlashtiya? Shmearing is similar to drinking. You're allowed to be, let's say you have a snake chasing you and it's going to be mazik you. So you're allowed to say some lechisha and with that you're going to trap it. Or v'akravim, or nechashim v'akravim b'shabbos.
I don't think it's trapping.
Rashi says it's not it's a trapping. Means you're trapping it. Through that, you're trapping it. You're allowed to put a kli on your eye on Shabbos. You do it kedei lekara as an ayin. So, but there's also no problem. It's a cool of the eye. The kli which is not muksa. Ava b'kli she'ena nitel. The kli which is muksa, which you're not allowed to touch, is asa. What's the chiddush? Oh, the chiddush is that it's a gufa l'tzach v'kayma is still asa. Not called gufa. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos, but it's not called Yitzhak gufa. I don't know if it's going to help so much. It's the Kedela Kaira Ayan. Zok Tima.
What do you mean it won't help?
Oh, it depends on what type of food you do. Ve'ein shaylin b'dava shaydim b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask. In Maisa Shaydim, you ask them and they tell you if you lost something. And you ask them to tell you to find it, you're not allowed to do that. Why not? So Rashi says, because you're taking care of your needs. Interesting, that's the issa that Rashi found.
So what happens if the rosh is still in the Yom
Kippur? Oh, Rashi Mashi, then it'll be mutter. It's only something which is like us to find on Shabbos.
The point is that we used to speak the Shaydim. Huh? The point is that the
Hamas,
the Hamaynam used to speak the Shaydim.
Af b'chay la'aseh, why? Because atzakana, like we'll see. Am avuna, it's two gesayis. Either ain alach kabesi or alach kabesi. V'af b'besi layam elam shem sakana. B'besi only said the problem is atzakana. But etim it's mutter, just this is sakana. Kiyat habitzuk by Yosef. The ibla ba'aza, he got swallowed up in an erez tree. This avadanis and this happened. Paka aza palte. As it opened up and spit him out. So you see what happens when you ask, when you talk to Shaydim, you ask.
So the Gemara's going on the
Nisa,
or the Gemara's going on
the
that he got
swallowed? The nest that he got unraveled. Tell the Rabbana, Sachar Mashram Mayim B'Shabbos. We just said this, that you're allowed to be Sach, Shmir, Mashram Mayim. Now obviously not doing this in a machik. It's not smearing, it's more water. They ask that choice of a chayil, but you have to do a shina. Hey, Chavid, what's the shina? Abchal, Abchalina, Amas, Sach, Achkach, Mamashmash. First you smear, and then you smooth it on. Abchalina, doesn't mean smooth on, it means rub. What?
It says massage.
Massage, yeah, rub. Abchalina, Amas, Sach, Mamashmash, Vasachas. That's a shina. If you do it together at one time, that's a shina. Tanir Abana, Shari Shemen. That's a Rashi explains that you do a ma'aser through Shaydim, you ask them through Shemen. It's called Shari Shemen. You ask the Shaydim through Shemen. Shari Bayim, and you're allowed to ask from Bayim. Mutar and Lishaben, it's mutar to ask. Elo, Ibnei Shemen Kazvin. But the problem is that they lie. So, you're not getting anywhere. That's why people don't ask, because they lie. Loich Shenal Shemen Shebekli. You're allowed to do lechisha on shemen shebekli, vein lechshen al shemen shebiyad, but not on shemen which you're holding in your hand. If the shemen's in the kli, it's okay. Not shemen in the hand. Lefikach, sach and mishemen shebiyad. You're allowed to be sach from shemen that's in your hand because there was no lechisha done to it. Vein sach and mishemen shebekli because there was a lechisha done to it. And Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa, iklo lahu eshmizi, came to this inn, isolate mishcha b'mana. They gave him shemen in a kli. Shav, he shmeared himself with it. Nafki leit simchi, he got babuas, blisters, boils. Ba'ape on his face. Nafak l'shuk, he went out to the street. Chazita yitza, he saw this woman saw him. Amar, she told him, Zika, the chemis kaisin, I see the shade on you. Hacha. Avdala, milsa, she did something v'itzi and he got healed. Amar le'abba ba'amari, Ksiv, it says in Pasuk, Kalamach Lash, Asantim Mitzrayim, Asim Alecha. I'm not going to give you any sickness, Kani Hashem Efech, because I'm your healer. Tadma v'chim Yehacha Shalai Sam, Refuah Lama, you're not going to get sick, so what do you need it for? So the Gemara, Amalei, what?
Meaning, why did it say Kani Hashem Efech?
Yeah. You're not going to get sick, you don't need a doctor.
Hashem did something to prevent anything from happening because the derech of the Olam is that there is sicknesses occur.
But we're saying here you're not going to get sick, so you don't need a doctor for that. You take vitamins. Right? So.
So why did the Gemara answer that to prevent?
You didn't get an answer. Amalei, Hachem Abichel, Mikazam Atzman Edition. It says if you're going to listen, im tishma, if you listen to me, I'm not going to go ahead and give you a mak. If I'm lay tishma, but if you don't listen, I'm going to put on you chaylim. Still, I'll heal you. Don't worry. Even though you're going to get sick, but I'll heal you.
Maybe it's only talking about the things that happened in Mitzrayim.
I'm sure they had all the sicknesses possible in Mitzrayim.
Because they saw the Mitzrayim once in Mitzrayim, and they're afraid of them.
Rabbi Lezer got sick. Nichnasu Talmid of Levaker. His Talmidim came to visit him. So Rabbi Lezer told his Talmidim, there's a Chamaaza. Heat, strong heat. Which means the Baruch Hashem is upset at us. His chilu in baichan, they started crying. But Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek, where else Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek?
Chama or Chema?
When they saw the
place
destroyed.
Right? So Rabbi Akiva was always laughing, he was always in a good mood. Amalai, lama at the Mitzachek, why are you laughing? Amalai, chim neima at the baichan, why are you crying? Same question like I said before. Amalai, efshe sefetaya, shayu b'tzah. I see Rabbi Lezer, who's a sefetaya, in tzah v'lai nifke. Shouldn't cry. Amalai, kachani Mitzachek, therefore I'm laughing. Kozman shani Rabbi she'en yenei machmitz. Kozman, I see Rabbi who's Rabbi Lezer. His wine is not getting spoiled. Vein pishtani loike. His flax is not getting destroyed. Vein shamnei mavish. His oil is not getting sour. Vein doib shenei mavish. His honey is not getting ruined. Amati shema chas v'shalom kibla Rabbi elamot. I'm worried too much good is not good in this world. If you don't have any bad, it means your Spanish is paying you back in this world for
Yemitzvus.
Now that I see Yemitzvah, Sameach, Ani Sameach. That's why I'm happy. Yeah, I mean, Rabbi Lezer, that was sick, yeah. Amaloi, Akiva, Rabbi Lezer told him, Klum chasati min atayr, kula. I was good, I didn't do any averis. So why should I get any bad? Amaloi, Manten Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Lezer, you were the one that taught us, ki odom ein salik ba'aretz, there's no person in this world that does absolutely no chatayim. Besides, we know four people, but you're not one of those four. So any aveira, now you're getting paid back for, and this is what you deserve. And I'm happy about it. Like this, you'll get good another mamba. So when we have yisurim, we shouldn't complain. Okay, Tanya Rabbana. Kishachol Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer got sick. Nichlasu abaz akenim levakre. Four Zakenim came to visit him. Reb Tavin, Reb Shua, Reb Lazar, and Azai, Reb Akiva. Then Reb Akiva, Reb Tavin, and Amma. Reb Tavin came along and said, "Toivat al Yisrael mitibush al Gesham." Reb Lazar, you're better for us, for Klal Yisrael, better than rain, raindrops. Shetibush al Gesham by the Mazet, rain helps us out in this world. Rabbi, you Reb Lazar, is by the above, by the Mazet, by the Mabas. Good for us in this world and in the next world. Why in this world? Tayyar helps you out in this world, makes you happy in this world. Then Rabbi Yeshua, that was a time. Rabbi Yeshua said a different mashal.
Well,
my Tayyar
told
Yisrael.
It's better for Klal Yisrael,
because obviously he's influencing Klal Yisrael. Tayyar told Yisrael, you're better than the sun. She Gilgal Acham by the Mazet. Rabbi, you by the Mazet, by the Mabba. You're for both worlds.
Then, I think the rule is that the sun will be better than the Mabba.
You're better than appearance. Appearance are good in this world. In both worlds. Then Rabbi Akiva saw all these. They were saying, they were telling him, praising him. So he said, Chaviv and Yisurim. Yisurim are good for you. So Amar Lahem. So Rabbi Lezer said, Samchuni, pick me up. He was laying in bed. He said, raise me. Let me understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying, that Yisurim are good for you. It's interesting, you know. You normally, like Rav Avigdor Miller always says, you know, it's so good to have Yisurim. Next world, you're gonna ask Hashem, why didn't you give you more Yisurim? You don't go tell that to Chayla. You know, like, it's not Chizik. That is chizik. Maybe it is.
But sorry,
it depends on the Madrega. You don't want the guy to say
you're going to
die because you have
too many Averis. When I was young, I told them this. I was like, get out, you know, like, so you take these, like, you know what I mean? When I was young, I thought I was going to be Mechazik the Chayla. So I told him, if I didn't really hold it. How much
you have to be a God
for your story. Yeah, it's not
the problem is, if you were the only person that said it to him, it might be okay. But if there are 10 other people that said, it's a good thing you have it, you serve.
An
expert says, it's a good thing
you deserve it. It's good for this
at
world.
At some
point,
he's going to be pretty
impressed. Yeah. So, Avashma, Akiva, tell me that. Let me hear what he said. Shama Chavivi and Surin. I'm a light. So he said, Akiva Zuminayan Lecha, how do you know your Surin is good for you? I'm a Mikra Nidaya Shadash from a Pasik. It says, Ben Shtayim Meser Shana, 12 years, Menashe Ben Malchai, Menashe in his ruling, Chamishim Chamei Shana, Malach Yerushalayim. He ruled 55 years over Yerushalayim. Yasser Yoh Be'enei Hashem, and he did bad. V'chsev, Gam Eile Mishli Shloimeh Asher Tiku Anshe Cheskiah Melech Yehuda. Who is Menashe's son of? Cheskiah. So Cheskiah taught Klal Yisrael Mishli, and like we saw the Gemara earlier, Rashi brings down, no, it's Chayev. He stuck a sword onto the opening of his medrash, and everyone learned Torah in his generation. So Cheskiah Melech Yehuda L'chala Elim Kulei Elim V'Torah. Cheskiah taught Torah to all generations, to the whole generation. For the Menashe B'nai L'Elim V'Torah, to his own son, he couldn't teach Torah. Ella Mikal Torah She'Torah Bay U'Mikal Amal She'Amal Bay. All that he tried, Le'aleh L'Mutav, he couldn't get back Menashe. Ella Yisurim, what brought him back was the Yisurim. Shenema, like it says, V'Yidah B'Hashem Menashe V'Amway V'Lo Yekshivu. And listen to Vayavi Hashem Aleihem Asari Hatzva Shalom Melech Asher Hashem came to him V'Yilkadu and he captured us Menashe V'Chuchim V'Yisru V'Nechashtim. He locked him up V'Yilchu B'Vala and V'Yilchu B'Vala. He went out to Baba V'Chsiv U'Chei Otzer Lo'Yichila V'Yotzer Lo'Yichila Es Pnei Hashem Elikov. And now V'Yichna Ma'od M'Fnei Elikei Avaisa. Now he came to Achno V'Yispa'al Leilov V'Yidamet Hashem V'Yosel Lo'y and prayed and he returned them back to Yerushalayim. And now as Menashe saw Hashem Elokim, you see that Yisurim are good for a person and it changes a person. Well, if it changed them for good, fine.